Hello.
Hey Lamar, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey Ruben, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I got your application back. I'm gonna get this processed right now. I just shot you an email. I know you're a few hours ahead of me. Can you add the date your business started in the middle and also your social, please? And also, can you give me the tax ID of your other company so I can get
Dude,
this rolling?
I have bad personal credit. Does that matter?
No, I appreciate you being honest with me. What's the deal? Just tell me so I know what I'm looking at.
Well, and here's I think this is a big story, but and I may have told you this in 2012. Yeah, in 2012 we completed a contract. Give me a minute. In 2012 we completed a contract, and our customer didn't pay us a little over $4.5 million.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Huh?
Sounds like a nice guy.
Oh yeah, no, I mean for a $20 million company, that ripped the guts out of this place.
That's a tremendous amount of
So,
money.
yeah. So, and I had lots of things. When I started this company, I had a lot of accounts that were personally guaranteed, and I had an American Express card that was personally guaranteed. So when that happened, it kind of sent us into turmoil, and it tore my credit apart, both me and my company. Now
Okay.
we've worked our way through most of those issues.
Okay.
Now here's the big kicker: in April of this year. So 4 years later, we finally had our day in court with the company that didn't pay us,
Yeah.
and we won the lawsuit. And we went back 3 weeks ago and presented our damage model to the court, and we'll have an award. I mean, we've already won the verdict. We get a dollar amount awarded to us in late December. So it's 4 years later, and we've been struggling to get through that mess, and we're finally going to be made whole, but the damage is done to my credit, so
Okay.
that's what it is.
No, look, at the end of the day, Lamar, I actually appreciate the opportunity because my best customer is a guy that when I started working with here, I mean, his now ex-wife had a co-sign for 20 grand, and we've done well more than $1 million for him on a yearly basis. So everything starts with something. Do you mind if I ask you a few quick questions?
Go ahead.
Understand. What happened to your credit? Do you know what your score is? Are there any like foreclosures or bankruptcies or?
No, there's no foreclosures. There's just a lot of delinquencies, slow pay.
Okay.
We've never not paid anyone. We just had a lot of slow pay, and so prior to that happening, for 15 years prior to that happening, my credit score averaged 740. The last 2 years, well, when that happened, my credit score went down to like a 500. And it's now back to like a 580, 600. So it's kind of gone up and down over the last year between 580 and 620.
Okay. So it
But
sounds
I
like
try to
it.
discourage people from pulling my credit because that just makes it go down again.
So I think, and I didn't know about this earlier, but it's not a big deal. I think you might have talked with Ja. I know she works with us, same team here. But I think probably what I'm hearing from you is, and correct me if I'm wrong, the reason why you've been doing a lot of these rental agreements is because it's traditionally quite hard for you to obtain financing, and that's
Right.
kind of that it's kind of a chicken and an egg scenario. If you can get financing, it helps your cash flow, but you're used to you go knock on a lender or a bank store, and they come by and they say, "Well, sorry, your credit's not good enough," and it's kind of back to square one, correct?
I've had a little bit of that, not so much anymore. I had a lot of that 2 years ago.
Okay.
The last year, it's actually opened up a little bit.
And when's what have you done recently for financing for your business?
Really not much. All the financing that I put in place, I put it in place back when the disaster happened, back in
Okay.
2012.
So you really haven't asked for credit recently?
I mean, personal stuff, I've applied for credit. We've bought car vehicles both personally and for the company, so there's several vehicle applications that have been rolled
Okay.
through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's, I think, and I sent you an email, but I'm glad we're having this conversation. Here's the real plan of attack. It's not a problem. I understand this is kind of a sensitive issue. Do you know how your business credit looks?
No idea. Probably not good because of the story I just told you.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get your business credit pulled. I'm going to take a look at it and tell you what I see. We do a lot of what's
Okay.
called corporate only. My job is not to be judge, jury, and executioner. It's obviously to earn your business and help things work for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if you can qualify for what's called corporate only based on your business credit. If you can or cannot, I'll let you know tomorrow and then give you
Okay.
some options. Here's one
Okay.
thing I'd tell you to keep in mind. So when you talk about vehicles, these are like vehicles are the best asset under the sun. That's why auto dealers buy so deep. And that's it is what it is what I like to say. However, I think probably one thing that's going to be good for you here is this. We have two products here. One is the equipment financing aspect, and that is really much a credit-driven program because that's a long-term relationship. You're talking about 3, 4, 5 years, things where there's got to be a comfort zone. Our working capital program is something where credit does matter. It's not that credit doesn't matter at all. It absolutely, absolutely, positively does matter. However, it is very focused on cash flow. And so whether or not we can do equipment financing, I definitely think we could do working capital for your project. And it might come down to you just, hey, you know, using some of that capital to buy this equipment if it makes sense. But it's a good opportunity. It's basically, for a lot of business owners, I've done this loan where someone's come into me, had a really good company, suffered through some nasty credit issues, and we said, hey, look, rather than kind of, you know, it's, I hate to use a sports analogy, but sometimes it's like standing at, you know, half court and trying to shoot a basketball, and it's constantly going to miss. Whereas I tell my customer, I say, hey, look, let's do a layup. Let's get you started with some relationship of 100, 250, something where you can spool up pretty quickly and rebuild your credit. So that's there. What I will need for that regardless is if you do working capital, the way to do it is that's a cash loan. That loan would go under the revenue producing entity, which is your strong structural company. So I'm not going to push you on anything. Let me see what I can find with business credit. And then if we do or don't want to pursue that route, I'll give you some options. But kind of looking at your bank statement, seeing a lot of money in, a lot of money out, I think even though the credits, you're telling me some issues, you're going to get confidently, you're going to get for your existing entity, for cash, you'll get usually a minimum 150, regardless of how beat up your credit is, because we're looking at the cash flow. We're not looking at your personal credit score as the main reason to lend or not to lend, just as an FYI.
Yeah, and we've just signed up a bunch of new contracts, so we're really in good shape right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about, you know, some other jobs, so I'm not going to push you on it, but that might be kind of me, you know.
Well, again, I appreciate the approach you're taking. If you'll take a look at it and tell me what options are available.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be no push. Let me see. Let me take a look at your business credit, get some thoughts going, and then I'll holler at you probably tomorrow morning. Does that work for you?
Yep. So I need to send this back to you again. Is that right?
You know what? I'm going to have you hold off on doing anything. Let me pull the business credit. What I'm saying is you kind of have to look at it as two different avenues. They're not mutually exclusive programs. A lot of our customers will both do equipment financing, working capital. Sometimes customers can't get approved for equipment financing, so they'll just do working capital because they want to go in a cash flow-based program. But if you wanted to do the working capital, what you would do is with that application is you would just edit it to have your existing company name and your social, where because that working capital is going to be based on revenues, and that's a cash loan program. But I would say hold off on it unless you're super busy tomorrow. Let me get some thoughts going.
I'm around all day tomorrow, but I'm kind of feeling like we need to get this thing moving. I let it lay for too long.
Okay, so I mean, if you want, you can just edit this application and put your social and put the tax ID and the company name of your the larger entity. But I won't pull your personal credit until I get your blessing. So I'm not going to pull your credit just because you put your social there. Okay. I'm going to make sure I do my due diligence and follow up with you tomorrow morning and get you some options by tomorrow afternoon.
Perfect. Okay.
Cool.
Thanks, Ruben. I appreciate all your work.
Thanks for your time, Lamar. You got it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Here's what I need you to do. Call.